From the outside, Doctor Who is pretty strange. The protagonist of the BBC's long-running series is a space-traveling alien whose adventures can take him anywhere in the space-time continuum. Matt Smith, who plays the current incarnation of the Doctor, announced that he plans to leave the series this winter. Mac Rogers is a Brooklyn-based playwright and culture writer who contributes to Slate's Doctor Who TV Club. He spoke with Word of Mouth's Zach Nugent about the question many fans are now asking. Should the next Doctor Who be played by a woman?
The fact of the matter is the role has been portrayed in the television show proper 11 times. Matt Smith, who will be leaving the role this coming Christmas, is the 11th actor to have portrayed the Doctor. All 11 actors have been white males. So for, I'd say, a certain amount of the public, the Doctor has a kind of a locked-in image as a white British guy. For my own money, I would say the only one of those that's a must is the British one. I think the Doctor's got to be British. Other than that, I'm totally open to the idea of, a Doctor who's a person of color or a Doctor who is a woman. It just hasn't been done before. So it would be brand new. It would be a big change for the show.
Is this a good time for the show to take on this kind of radical reboot?
The way that the show is structured, it wouldn't actually have to be a reboot. To get to one of the basic concepts of the show, the hero of the show, Doctor Who, the Doctor, is an alien from the planet Gallifrey. The people from Gallifrey, they're called Time Lords. They have mastered time travel. The Doctor is the last surviving one after the planet was destroyed in a huge apocalyptic war. Time Lords look exactly like humans. The key difference is that when the Doctor is mortally injured in some way, something happens to him that's called regeneration. His whole body transforms into a different body. This was a very clever thing that they came up with back in the 1960s as a way of keeping the show going after the lead actor, William Hartnell, who was playing the role at that time. After he got a little too old and infirm to continue playing the role, they wanted to continue the series, so they invented this idea that he could transform into a different body. This idea has kept the show going for a very long time, and I like the idea that the Doctor kind of symbolizes everything that's possible. He travels in a time machine that can go anywhere in time and space. I think it would expand upon that idea in a very natural way. The Doctor's body can transcend all boundaries, can be male, female, can be any ethnicity. I think it would be a natural fit for the show.
Well, there's been a lot of debate online about who the next Doctor should be. Could you give us the argument against having a woman be the next Doctor Who?
One is that some people simply feel that the role is that's one of the defining characteristics of the character is that he's male. The other one, I actually read recently a feminist writer writing, I believe in The Guardian, her argument against it was that one of the cornerstones of feminism is that feminism is sort of seeking for new models of being a man for a new era, sensitive, open, with accessible emotions, and particularly nonviolent. Now, one of the defining characteristics of the Doctor as a character is that he is nearly always nonviolent, with certain exceptions, but that's one of the tenets of his personality, that's one of his principles, is that he has always been nonviolent. Well, this writer argued, why take away from young boys a role model who is a nonviolent man?
Well, the official decision will be kept secret until the last possible moment, but who would you like to see portray the Doctor next?
The two actors that I'm kind of keen on, just based on their work on other shows, and who I think would have a natural facility for it, by actual coincidence, one is a woman and one is an actor of color, and they both are British. One is a woman named Ruth Wilson, who had a wonderful 2-year run as a villain on the TV show Luther. She's got this wonderful intelligence behind her eyes that suggests all these layers of cunning that I think would serve the role really well. And then there's an actor named Richard Ayoade, who was in the IT crowd for a number of years, but he's got a wonderful eccentricity to him. He seems a little bit alien, and I think he would actually be a wonderful fit for the role. But what I'm particularly open to, having said those two names, is the fact is that I had no idea who Matt Smith was when they cast him in the role. Never heard of this guy. He looked ludicrous for casting as a Doctor. He looked like a child. I couldn't believe it. And he turned out to just be magical in the role. And I think that an important thing for all fans is to stay open to the idea that someone they've never heard of will kind of come and make their mark and kind of get put on the map with a unique and magical interpretation of the role.
Ooh. Mac Rogers there of Slate's Doctor Who TV Club, speaking with producer Zach Nugent. Thank you for spending some time with us today. If you did miss any of the program, or if you'd like to share what you heard with a friend, go to wordofmouthradio.org. That's fine, where you'll find a menu brimming with past shows from our archives and easy links to post segments on social media or forward them to friends. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please join us again for Word of Mouth tomorrow at noon and at 9 here on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Zach Nugent,
and Bill Barry.
And senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with plenty of help from our interns,
Molly Donahue and Logan Shannon.
Sarah Plord is our digital producer.
And Dan Colgan runs our board.
The views expressed in this program
are those of the individuals,
and not those of NHPR, its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast
and listen to past shows, go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook and Tumblr.
Follow us on Twitter.
And check out a playlist of music from the program
on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire
Public
Radio.